I'm sorry if you're feeling bad. Me too, man. Me too. And I have some reminders for us. So strap in. Number one, feeling bad does not mean that we are bad. It doesn't even mean that we're doing bad. Doesn't even mean that we're doing bad. Oh my fucking God. It does mean that we're alive. And sometimes that's not the most comforting thought. You know, like sometimes to know that I'm still living feels like, oh, fudge sickles. I got to keep on keeping on with this big old burden of a thing that we call life. And then I feel bad about thinking that it's a burden because it's a gift, but I can't feel like it's a gift. And I think the reason that like life feels like a burden is because we feel like if we're going to have a life, we want it to be a life worth living. And sometimes I don't know how to do that. But this thought experiment that I stumbled across from Jake Frew, the YouTuber, God, I love his stuff. It takes like 10 seconds. So if you feel as bad as I do, 10 seconds is all you really want to give to anything. So it goes like this. You close your eyes for just a moment. And imagine you are old and you're decrepit and you're falling apart and you're on your deathbed and you're wheezing in your last breath. And then you open your eyes and you are here. Right now, right here, in this body, in this day, with this everything. The chaos, the lack of chaos, whatever the thing is. The annoying people around you, the wonderful people around you, it doesn't matter. All of it is here. And you can't change what you're doing with the day. It's not like suddenly you're going to go travel or whatever. You're like, you can't change what you're doing with the day. But you get to experience it all again. How would you feel about life that day, like right now? Sometimes I find myself thinking that there are already... Because it's true. There are already hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of people who are doing the things that I love to do and that I want to be really good at doing. And they're doing them better than I ever could do them. They started younger. It comes more easily. It comes faster. And at first, I feel really jealous of these people. I have popcorn stuck in my teeth. I have even gone so far as to think that the fact that those people exist, this happens to me when I'm on Instagram a lot. I see people who are like more beautiful than me or more successful than me and better at all the things. And I'm like, what's even the point? Like the fact that they exist and they do that thing well, what's even the point of me trying to do it? What's even the point of my life? That's where I spiral to. But the point of doing things and the point of life is not to be the best. It's not to be the best. It isn't to be the most impressive. It isn't to be the most loved. It is not to be the most loving. The point is to squeeze every drop out of my shot to be alive instead of acting like I might as well be dead. Because those are our choices, right? It's like, we got this life. So either we embrace it or we don't. And one day, I'm going to be an old woman and I'm going to be looking back at my life. And if I keep waiting for everything to be perfect and everyone else to believe in me before I believe in myself, I am going to look back and say, man, I could have been great. I could have lived. But I waited until I was dying to realize that. I've said this before, and I will say it again. Mel Robbins has this quote, "The purpose of our big dreams is not to achieve them. It is to pull us towards them." That's why George Bernard Shaw, long before Mel Robbins came along, said that there are two tragedies in life, one to lose your heart's desire and one to gain it. That's what he meant. It's like life doesn't stop when we achieve things or when we fail at things. It stops when we die. Maybe. So if it's genuinely, if life is genuinely all about making this journey count, right? Then our dreams are just setting the course. They're just set in a direction. They're just sending us in a direction. They're sending us towards the person that we want to become and the life we want to have. They are, that's us having our big dreams is us going, that is the way I want to fail. That is the way I want to, the obstacles and the challenges and the unexpected problems. That's where I want to discover them. That's my kind of hard. That's my kind of difficult. A good life is not easy. It's a good story. No good story ever. You can't name one good story that's like, the person was born, everything was handed to them, it was super easy, then they died. No one cares about that story because it's no fun. It's no fun. It's not interesting. There's no evolving. That's what we're here to do. We evolve throughout our life. We get better and better and better and better, and we live. I think that's what, like, I don't know. The people attribute this to different people. So it's either Edward Stieglitz or Abraham Lincoln. We all want it to be Abraham Lincoln, let's face it. One of them said, old Abe with his hat said, and in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. I wish I hadn't used a funny voice for that, but I did, and here we are. It's so true. And this thought experiment that I mentioned earlier makes me go, oh, duh, I get it now. You know, if you get rejected, if you get rejected by a school or a person or a job, good. Your story is so much better than the person who barely tried. It's so much cooler. Look at even the celebrities that we love. Most of them went through this like popularity with a lot of judgment, more popularity, a lot of judgment, more popularity. It's like this wild ride. And the longer they go, longer they keep going, the more respect and love and awe we have for them because they just keep going. That's life, baby. And when we feel, speaking of judgment, right? When we feel bad because of other people being buttheads towards us, being judgmental, I really hope that we can remember. Oh, I can remember that is them projecting their limits and their judgments, which they are constantly putting on themselves all day, onto me. That's a them problem. And often I don't agree with their judgments and their limits. I don't want to be like them. I don't have their opinion. I don't have their dreams. If they don't approve of what I'm doing, good, good. That's a good sign. And when I feel bad because I'm not happy with the work that I did and I want to just, no, I'm so bad. I shouldn't even try. I hope that I can remember that being hard on myself never makes me better. I spent so many years, wasted so many years thinking that being hard on myself was helping. No, it was not helping. Being hard on myself made me worse because it made me more afraid to do a thing badly. And if I don't allow myself to do a thing badly, I will never do it well. I have to do it badly so many times before I can do it well. And back to that story thing, that's a good story. If you watch like Ariana Grande singing and you see her old stuff and you're like, wow, look at her getting better and better and better and better. You watch somebody acting, getting better and better and better and better. Somebody YouTubing, somebody doing something for work, lawyering, realtoring, whatever, like, that's so amazing. That's where we connect with people. Quality is created by quantity. Quantity creates quality. And also, reminder, we have two drivers in our heads, okay? But they can't drive at the same time because that's not how it works. The creator and the critic. If the creator is driving, critic better get out of the dang car and shut the heck up and let him drive. If we really want to criticize ourselves, that's fine. Just wait a week and then he can come. Just put it off. Just be like, you know what? I promise I will let you drive, but you have to wait 1 week and then you can drive. I'm going to do this 100 times and then you can criticize me. Then you can drive. I'm going to do this a bunch of times and then critic, you're allowed to drive. Creator gets to drive first. Critic gets to drive maybe 1% of the time, 10% of the time, and must be after the creator because you don't get anything done with somebody just analyzing constantly. You are not too old. You are not too young. The time is going to pass either way. And I know this, but Theo Von has this analogy that just broke my brain and my heart open. And I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, life is a candle. And he finds himself watching it and waiting for it to get bright enough and hot enough before he allows himself to go after his dreams or do his thing. But it's going to keep burning down either way. And I was listening to that and I was like, I do that. But I want to use my light as long as I've got it, baby. And for the love of God, let's stop trying to go it alone. Because a dark room is so much brighter with more than one candle. And maybe today it doesn't feel like it, but you've got one hell of a candle. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Sorry about shaking my camera so much. Good morning.